Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Cup of Joe? Check.
Check. Two cups of Joe? Check, check.
I always use the Hawkeye mug. This was my Christmas present from producer Ben.
Yes.
But on Fridays,
it is your...
I wear black and gold.
Perfectly appropriate mug.
And I believe this brings me luck.
You are really popping the... black and gold today.
So, remember when I was the voice of the marching band? That was.
Do I?
Let me tell you about it. That was the gold out game. And up until the day of rehearsal, I didn't know what I was supposed to wear.
Yeah.
So, I bought a yellow polo that has not come out of my closet since now. So, I'm wearing a Hawkeye. Yeah, I mean, this is the official.
That's Hawkeye
gold. Yeah.
Yeah. It matches.
It's got Iowa in
perfectly.
Cursive here on the chest plate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's under a, I guess, a windbreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're ready for whatever the weather.
I am. I'm layered.
No matter the weather.
I'm good to go.
I don't know. We were so torn because today, I don't know, it's going to be a nice day, but it gets so hard the later in the season we get.
Oh, for band outside
or in? For the marching
in?
Band to be outside.
I mean, it's only 44. It'd be, I don't know. And it also is going to get, it always gets colder before it gets warmer.
Yes.
While we're on.
Before the sun rises.
Yeah. So I think inside's the right call.
Totally. But I'm trying to, like, I'm making mental notes to just absorb all that this day has to offer since it's going to change so dramatically this weekend.
It is, but, and I have it coming up in news, but we're back to the 60s after this little thing comes through. Yes.
Okay, this is good.
It's crazy.
I just assumed that once we get to
Wednesday,
the 30s.
55 on Wednesday.
Okay.
No, it's not locking in.
All right. Okay.
In fact,
I was all doom and gloom here.
We had a little landscaping put in yesterday, which we were not expecting. We just thought they were going to come in the spring.
Yeah.
No, they made some time for us yesterday.
Mazel tov.
And I'm like, am I supposed to water? Because he's like, yeah, because next week you'll have, if you've got at least days above or nights above freezing and days in the 50s, water. They'll drink it up. So, yeah, we just have this little spell coming through after the rain on Saturday.
Well, that's fine.
But then whoop, back up we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got
so I am dressed. I am dressed appropriately for what's coming.
Whatever's coming,
because I could take this first layer off on Tuesday.
The name of the game is layers.
Yes,
as you're getting your Friday started.
That's right. Layer your Friday.
Yes, because it's gonna get so nice, and then
63
not so
this
nice.
Afternoon.
Yes, please.
Yes, we'll take it.
Oh my gosh, love a beautiful fall like this.
Grab your cup of Joe. Here we go.
Turn on the radio.
I'm gonna put mine back because it's precariously close to the equipment.
Be very, very
Stand
close.
Stand by.
Careful with your cup of Joe.
Whoa.
And then we also have, we have to commend three new toys that have just officially made it into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Yes, put your hands together for those toys.
What do we know? What do we know?
Well, the winners emerged from a field of 12 finalists.
And I remember that list. I was going to vote for all 12.
They're good.
It's a great list.
Catan, Connect Four, Cornhole, Furby, Scooter, Snow. Spirograph, Star Wars Lightsaber, Tickle Me Elmo, Battleship, Trivial Pursuit, Slime, all considered for the Toy Hall of Fame. But only, usually it's like two or three that get inducted each year.
Three this year?
Three have made it into the Toy Hall of Fame at the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. Congratulations to the three inductees. Trivial Pursuit.
Yes.
Battleship.
Double yes.
And?
Snow.
Slime.
Okay, I'll take it.
You know what? Yes, yes.
As long as it wasn't Cornhole. That I remember now you gave me that full list. That was the one I didn't want in there.
Cornhole.
Mostly because I don't like the name.
That's, call it bags and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Something. Don't
How would you display snow though? Right? It's a museum. Do you have to have a freezer section?
Manufacture fake snow?
Fake snow would work, but
it's never the same, though, as real, true snow.
And all snow is different.
But I love that because, like, there's so many, like, Stick made it into the National
Yes,
box.
I'm sure cardboard boxes in there.
Cardboard boxes in there, too, because those are the things that, as a kid, you just love playing with them.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But the reality, I think snow got robbed this year a little bit. I would hope that 2026, we can make it happen.
Pots and pans and wooden spoons.
Ooh.
I think that's in there.
It is not, but it should be considered.
Yeah.
Make your own drum kit.
I don't know how you nominate, but I would put pots and pans and wooden spoons in at least for consideration.
We should see if there
for
is
a judges
a
category
submission. I mean, They did send me the email, so we could just email them back.
Just ask.
Hey, Shane Reinwald.
Shane.
Hey,
bud. Pots and pans and wooden spoons.
Would you consider?
Digga, 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 digga. Stop making so much noise in the kitchen.
Hey, drums.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You and I talk about this all the time. Like, sometimes you will see somebody and it's like, oh, I know that face.
Yeah.
But what is that person's name?
I'm bad at the name part.
I know. It's hard sometimes. Or you see somebody and you're like, I think I should know who that is.
How do I know you?
Yes. Yes. That can be the hardest part because sometimes you'll just walk up to somebody and be like, hi. And it's like, who are you?
I really want to know. Because I'm embarrassed.
There was a case of mistaken identity last night.
At my house?
At your house. There was a gathering of people and it was like probably, I don't know, 75% definitely new.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of faces that were new to me. And I think my face was new to them because I got a big hug.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman congratulated me on a fantastic race. And I was a little confused, but I also kind of at the same time thought, well, just take it and see what where this goes, because who knows what race means, right?
Right.
Maybe she thinks I'm a runner. I would think it'd be obvious I'm not, but who knows?
You have the stride of a runner.
Yeah, I'm very tall. I could really stride it out.
What race?
No. She thought that I had run for a city council seat.
Oh.
And
didn't get it.
Didn't get it. So she was like, you know what? You are so brave. You ran a good race. And I was like, I am. I am so brave. Who do you, what? What race did I run? She's like, oh, you're not.
This person.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, no.
But it was nice being congratulated.
That's an icebreaker, though. I like it.
It was. And we did have a great conversation. Like, yes, yes. How great. Even if you didn't win, thank you for stepping up and serving the community, right? Or attempting to.
I love it.
Yes, yes. We commend you.
Wrong and all.
Whatever race you're running, congratulations on your race.
I missed that.
You did.
Because I wanted you to point her out to me.
You were not.
I want to now go back in time.
It was at a point where you were no longer allowed.
I was allowed to stay at that event for 40 minutes, and then I counted down the seconds, and I got out of there and went to dinner. A week ago, trick-or-treating, I'm guessing, counts down across North Liberty. Tonight, I don't know what typically goes on Friday, November the 7th, but I do know if you're going to be at the football stadium, it's high school playoff football again.
Yeah, Lightning!
My now 18-year-old nephew... He's an adult.
Oh, my gosh.
Pete, round two, Class 5A, Southeast Polk, coming to take on Iowa City Liberty.
Okay.
Go Bolts.
Not in our house, right?
That's right.
Defend.
I believe they've already played once this year, and I believe Iowa City Liberty won.
Okay.
So, and it's on their home turf. Now, back when I played, this is as far as my high school team got. We got to the second round, never made it to the Unidome.
So you don't know what happens next?
I believe you go to the Unidome. I believe you move on.
I've heard tell.
I just haven't experienced it personally. Did he have any regrets when he died? He never made it to the Unidome.
I always wanted to go to the Unidome.
Southeast Polk, Iowa City Liberty. We know Xavier's playing tonight. Solon's in it. Iowa City Regina, a couple other area schools. So yesterday was the championships for volleyball. So it's a big weekend, right?
It is, yeah.
A couple of days going into this weekend for high school
up
sports.
Those fall sports?
Yes.
Go so, team!
Go Liberty! As North Liberty, the Bolts, take it on Southeast Polk and my nephew, Pete.
Time for the Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
First question for the Buzz: will the reduction of flights due to the government shutdown impact our area airports?
Will it?
Kind of. So there's no reduction in the flights in Iowa. But the hubs that we fly to, those are the ones where they are reducing, I believe, 10% is the number I'm hearing. So Chicago, O'Hare, Dallas, Minneapolis, served by Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, among others, will be seeing a reduction in flights. So triple check. So your flight to that town should be okay. it's that flight you're taking from Minneapolis or from Chicago. Those might be impacted. Okay. And I believe today or Saturday is when that cut goes into effect. Parts of Iowa could see the first snowflakes of the season. We've been talking about that for the last couple of days. The question, though, is depending on ground and air temperature on Saturday, by 1 to 2 degrees, northern Iowa could just see rain or could see 3 inches of snow.
Holy buckets.
It's all going to come down to how cold it gets as this front is moving in. And that's primarily northern Iowa. We know here it's a quarter to, what did I say, a half inch of rain on Saturday. But yeah, northern Iowa looking at that. And then we have that big cold snap, like 30s and teens on Sunday. But we're back to the 50s and 60s by the time you get to midweek next week. So just a little taste of winter, I guess, coming through. What do we got feeling all right? Well, we got to talk about the wave. Her name is Harper Atkinson. She's 10. She's from Wapello. She'll be our kid captain coming up tomorrow. At 2, she suffered her first spontaneous bone fracture. She was at a park and her thigh bone broke.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to warn you, what I'm about ready to tell you is just going to give you the duh. She has had 35 bone fractures, resulting in 11 surgeries since she was 2.
So clearly there's something going on there,
yes,
right?
It is an undiagnosable metabolic bone disease. They believe she's the only person in the world with this at the Stead Family Children's Hospital. And right now there's no cure.
Oh my gosh.
So her care team just helps her adapt to her environment. She's 10 now. She's in fourth grade. She loves school, horseback riding. She loves kittens. She plays the piano.
Who doesn't?
Loves to sing. And her song coming up after the end of the first quarter is from the greatest showman. This is me. I love this song.
This is, I mean, goosebumps.
I know.
It's great.
That's your wave song. That is your kid captain. Her name, once again, is Harper Atkinson from Wapello. She'll be there on the field saying hi tomorrow. That's what's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, I want you to think.
Okay.
When is the last time you saw Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton together?
I don't really follow him as much because he's off The Voice.
Right?
They both are.
I know. It's been really, really quiet.
He's got that road TV show, and I'm not watching that. So it's been a minute.
It's been a minute since anyone has seen them together. And according to at least one tabloid, they're basically living separate lives.
What's happening?
Source says the magic's starting to wear off. Gwen's kind of getting back together with No Doubt. They're going to do a residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. So she's kind of focused on that and over here. And Blake Shelton has been spending a lot of time at the ranch in Oklahoma. So you're not spending a whole lot of time together. It gets hard on a relationship. Yeah. I mean, we don't have a lot of like firm, concrete evidence, but I don't know, a selfie together or something.
Just to reassure us, please.
Yeah. Signs of life. It has been reported all this week that Millie Bobby Brown allegedly accused David Harbour of bullying and harassment on the set of Stranger Things. And then cut to last night where strange things were happening. It was the premiere of season 5 of Stranger Things. And you would think with those kinds of stories going into it, it was probably going to be a pretty awkward encounter for Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour to arrive on the red carpet together.
No kidding.
Well, I guess they cut through that awkwardness. They instead arrived together.
Is this their way of trying to put it to bed?
I think so. They arrived together. They posed for photos together. The official Stranger Things account through Netflix also shared a video of Millie and David embracing each other while signing autographs for fans. They seemed really friendly, really close. No word from either of their camps on if any of those reports were true, but they seemed to be trying to at least put it all to rest in front of fans.
I don't think we're going to get a comment either.
No.
I think, there. See, we're fine now.
See? Okay. It was really great watching Drake Bell and Josh Peck grow up together as kids on the set of Nickelodeon's show. And then it seemed like when they got to be adults, they weren't talking so much. But in recent years, they have reignited their friendship. So much so that it seems like they've gotten maybe a little too close. Josh Peck shared a video on Instagram where he's sipping some sort of drink out of a straw.
Okay.
Iced coffee or something. It's kind of brown looking. And then Drake Bell enters the frame, and he's also got a straw. But instead of sticking his straw into the drink, he sticks his straw in between Josh Peck's lips.
What?
And he starts to suck on the other end, thus drinking the drink right out of Josh's mouth.
Stop this now. Stop talking.
And some people are like, oh, it's so sweet that they're like friends again. And other people are doing what Eric Space is doing.
I wouldn't even do that with my wife. Right? No.
It's really gross. That's a little.
That's front wash and back wash. What? Yeah.
I don't like front wash, back wash.
I don't like any of the washes. That's disgusting.
Let's all just drink our own drinks. How about get two drinks, huh, guys? That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's the 45th week of the year, 2025. There are only 7 more weeks left in this year.
No way.
7 more weeks left.
This year went fast.
As we broadcast from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, latitude 41.88 degrees north on a longitude of 91.72 degrees west, you put that on a map and you're going to pinpoint where Nerd News is coming from.
That's where it is.
Science is trying to figure out where this is coming from. There's an interstellar comet outside our solar system. It's been zipping past us for the past few months. It's big. It's about the size of Manhattan. But it's acting differently than other comets we've seen before. Scientists say it looks like it actually picked up speed when it was going around the sun, and that typically doesn't happen.
Okay.
The problem is we can't monitor it right now because it's behind the sun. Hmm. So we got to wait about a month or so to see if that comet comes out on the other side. But there was some speculation over the past month that this was actually an alien vessel.
Yeah.
Remember hearing that?
I did.
Like some legit scientists were like, one plausible option would be it is alien life because of the way that comet was traveling. We still don't know. We got to wait for it now to come from the other side of the sun. So eyes to the heavens right now, keeping an eye on that. Moving from outer space to Des Moines, Iowa.
Ooh.
They broke ground yesterday in Des Moines at the Blank Park Zoo for an $18 million expansion in a new section they're calling Wild Iowa. It will be species all found from Iowa.
Oh, cool.
So they're going to start with bobcats, which just sounds cool.
Yeah.
Following that, they're going to have a new habitat for bald eagles. When you and I were there, I remember seeing a smaller habitat.
Yes.
They're redoing it so that when you walk in there, there'll be a way for them to, you could look up. They'll be perching above you.
Ooh.
I hope with glass in between.
Because that's got to be a big dropping.
I thought it got to be a huge dropping. Then after that, river otters.
Yes.
And you'll be able to see them above the water and below the water.
Question. Now, they do have like a little otter exhibit, but I don't even know if those are like native Iowa otters.
I think they're compiling them. I think everything is going in one location and they're making sure they are Iowa animals.
And some of them just have such small little territories right now. If they give them a little more space, how cool would that be?
Then a specific species of turtle called a Blanding's turtle will be in the Discovery Cabin.
Got to get a new name, sexier name.
You're like Blandings?
The Blandings.
Is it the Bland?
The Blandings turtle.
Let's go in there. It's kind of boring. It's a Blanding turtle. Groundbreaking marks the launch of the zoo's 60th anniversary celebration. Again, $18 million expansion. I don't know when the project's going to be done, but
that's exciting.
You got to move some dirt first, and that is currently underway in Des Moines. Scientists have finally found a way to distinguish, they believe, male and female dinosaurs, but we got to look in the bedroom. Paleontologists have long wrestled with how do you differentiate between male and female dinosaurs? You don't have any soft tissue to look at, thus no organs. So you got to go based on the bones. New research looking at fossils of hadrosaurs offering some insight into distinguishing gender. Just like birds and bees, mommy, daddy, dinosaurs have to have some private time.
They do.
That's how you get new baby dinosaurs.
Right.
And if each dinosaur weighs 3,000 pounds.
What?
It's going to leave a mark. They're calling it a mating injury.
What?
And they have found an area in the fossil where it appears that bones were broken and then have healed themselves. And based on where the bones line up on the body, they prove. Pretty much guess that was the male and that was the female.
I'm going to guess the broken bones were for the female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they looked at 500 sets of fossils across North America, Europe, and Russia, because these dinosaurs lived across a vast part of the continent or part of the world, and they see the exact same break. So that is the assumption. I'll give you one step further.
Mommy Dino, I'm so sorry.
They used computer simulation because in science, you're like, well, it could be that. It could be this, right? But it could also just be day-to-day dino activity.
True.
So they set up computer simulations to see what would cause...
You did what on your work computer?
I'm a scientist.
Oh, sure. You're a pervert, Dave.
A scientist.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B-102.9.
Band, are you ready? Announcer's name, I hope you're ready.
Oh, you bet, sir.
All right, time to talk about ducks. Chuck?
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Halftime. Under the baton of director of bands, Danson, John, Philip, Sousa, Hansen. And musical director, Greg Young.
Yeah!
The Z102.9 marching band is rolling out the black and gold carpet because this is the first time Oregon is playing Iowa as a member of the Big Ten. We should extend a proper Iowa welcome because it would be the neighborly thing to do. But how? How do you politely say, come on in, to a green and yellow feathered flying team that, at the same time, you want to destroy and serve a l'orange? Well, my first thought was a basket of muffins with a lovely handwritten note. Maybe a pen, a rhyming verse or two. But the trouble is, band, I'm having a heck of a time finding a word to rhyme with Oregon. Now, sure, there's plenty that rhyme with duck. Let's see, there's truck, luck, cluck, stuck, oh... fudge. Abort! Abort! Don't say another word! Bad band! Bad! Get your minds out of the gutter. You're better than that. You're no friends in low places. Although rhyme time is divine, oh so fine, I'm inclined to decline as the mic is mine. Come rain or come shine and move to the head of the line. While we're in our prime, climb to reach that chime. It ain't no crime with a side of thyme and lime. Hey band, let's continue to shine. Forget the muffin basket and handwritten note. That's a no-go. Let's see, how can we welcome our guests from Oregon? Oh, I got it! A nice, neighborly, good old backcountry road wave. You know the kind, your hand stays on the steering wheel and you just give a one-finger salute to the passing car? Oh no, not again. Why would I say one-finger salute? Abort, abort! Bad band, bad! Get your mind out of the gutter. We all know when giving a steering wheel hello, you use your soul finger. 's is not going well. No muffin basket, no handwritten poem, no one-finger salute. Every idea I suggest has potential for the band to get us canceled. Great. Now I've been handed a list of songs that are banned for the Z102.9 marching band. Let's see. Can't do Great Balls of Fire. No, Beat It. Give Me Some Lovin' is crossed off. Wow, this list is long. So for the last time, band, abort! Abort! The best course of action, take a week to reflect on this behavior and clean your dirty, dirty minds. I'm putting you all in the penance penalty box. During your free time, I asked for 3 football Hail Marys and asked forgiveness of our dear Saint Material Girl, Lady Madonna.
Ready, go!
Announcer's name saying enjoy the second half and go Hawkeyes.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
We got to break all things down Hawkeyes as we get ready for the game. We got our spirits up thanks to the Z102.9 marching band, but we really need to break down the X's and O's. How is this Iowa team looking as we go into this game with these Oregon Ducks? I don't have great insight. You maybe have a little bit better, but still not great insight.
I follow it a little closer than you.
Yeah.
I do know Oregon's a good team.
We know that for sure.
Probably of the two we faced this year, Indiana and Oregon, some of the best two.
But somebody who knows our Hawkeyes inside and out, because, you know, he is one. We got Matt Vandenberg in studio with us. Hey, hi, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
How was your Halloween?
It was good. We had Mario, Princess Peach, and Luigi.
Lovely.
Who are you?
I was neither. I was none. But Dax was Mario, but he refused to wear the mustache.
What?
I cannot. Like, Bowser's not scared of a Mario without a mustache.
That's right.
I'm sorry. That's like half the costume.
I can't get into my character if you're not going to commit to your character.
Well, he was crying because he couldn't lick his lips, and it was a whole thing. So.
You know what?
No, that sounds like a great Halloween.
Fake facial hair is hard on kids. My nephews went through the same thing.
It was
okay,
a sticker.
Yeah.
It still wouldn't do the sticker.
It was a sticker.
Hawks are coming off a bye week. Oregon is also coming off a bye week. Remind me again, what really went on this last week in the Iowa locker room and through practice? What would you guys typically do on a bye week?
So this late of a season bye week means a lot of ones are getting their rest, right? So a lot of the defensive guys probably didn't take a lot of reps, more film study. But it's the twos and threes, because those are the guys that are going to have to step in and play meaningful football here coming up. Guys like Jackson Rexroth, who doesn't start but does play a lot on defense, needs those extra reps as we get further. Receivers, Reese Vanderzee might have taken a little bit just to continue his conditioning.
Yeah,
level,
it was good to see him in that last game.
Up. Absolutely.
That big catch.
He's doing a lot of really good things. I don't know how high his conditioning level is, so it's like, all right, let's continue to push that kind of stuff forward. But guys that are kind of on the fray, like how much do they play? We don't really know. Maybe they get 8 to 10 plays a game. This week was for them to get ready to go in case they have to step in and play 60, 70 plays.
We were talking this week about the rankings that came out and, you know, Iowa actually being included. Does that kind of mess with a team's head a little bit? Because you want to play each game at a time. But if you start thinking, you know, strategically down the road, if we make some big moves and get some W's, that could affect things rank wise.
Yeah, so I mean,
that was a great question, Claire.
It was kind of a question, more of a statement, but go on, answer.
Oh, I mean, you definitely didn't read it from a script on that. But
No.
So it's a good thing because you want to be ranked this late in November. KF talks about it all the time. You want to play meaningful games in November because that means you've had a good season, essentially, because now you're playing for something. To be nationally ranked is really good, but it means that this game is that much more important. It means that the games against Michigan State, USC, and Nebraska are that much more important as you get down. Because you want to be in those top 12,
right?
Big Ten Championship is still in front of us. Ohio State would have to drop one in order for us to go. But I believe the top three or four teams in the Big Ten would make it. And if we went out, we have an opportunity. But to your point, the most important one is the one that's in front of us, which is a top six team in Oregon.
How do you maintain a one game at a time mentality? Is just because you guys are so regimented?
Yeah, there's you don't have time to think about anything else. I mean, everything's built on Oregon. So, I mean, you're watching tape of them nonstop, whether it's there at the facility with the coaches or, you know, at home on your iPad, you're just watching tape. I mean, there are guys that log, you know, 4 or 5 hours of tape a day, just trying to get in their head of everything. So you're so focused on what is directly in front of you, you really don't have time to even look at something else.
Well, what do we know about Oregon? Do you know anything about Oregon?
A thing or two. So their quarterback is like a top five quarterback in the nation. So similar to that Mendoza kid out of Indiana.
Indiana, yeah.
This kid's pretty good, Dante Moore. He's coming off an injury. So he got hurt against Wisconsin, left with a bloody nose, didn't come back, but he did have a bye week. They said he practiced. I expect him to play. One of those guys that just doesn't miss an open receiver. So if they have somebody, he's going to find them. That being said, the weather, I think, is going to play a really big thing, effect into this game. They do have a pretty good running back. They kind of have a little stable of running backs themselves. You got to give them credit. But they don't have the stable of running backs we do, nor do they have our run defense. Now, this is one of those teams that is kind of built. They're a Pac-12 originally team, right? They're getting acclimated to the Big Ten. So now it's kind of like, okay, can you play Big Ten football this deep into the season for this long?
Sure.
Because your recruits aren't built on Big Ten football. Yeah. Iowa's recruits are built on Big Ten football. So I think this is going to be like, all right, they're going to run the ball, we're going to have to stop it. And then if the weather's bad, we're going to run the ball, they're going to have to stop it. And how can you out-physical Iowa for four quarters? I'm not sure if they can do that.
There's been a lot of reference this week to Woodshed game, which was Iowa taking on Ohio State. Was that
such
about this
game.
Same time of the season? Does that sound right?
I think it was a little bit earlier.
A little bit earlier.
But yeah, I mean, top 10 teams usually come to Kinnick to die.
And
love it. I love it.
KF is also he's a historian, right? He remembers all these games and these scores. Would he be referencing any other team or memory for our squad now going in, or do you just want to approach this thing clean and fresh?
KF will bring up certain teams of like, oh, this team reminds me of X. I mean, dude goes back to like 1981 when he first got to Iowa.
Yeah, he'll just under Hayden Fry, right.
It's an unbelievable memory the guy has. So a couple of the guys we've had on our podcast, Talkin' Hawks, have talked that KF's talked about this team similar to the way he talked about the 2015 team, which the 2015 team is being remembered at this game, 10-year anniversary of going 12-0 in the regular season. I'm told that it's going to be a blackout. There's going to be similar blackout uniforms, alternate uniforms.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So there's going to be some extra juice there, but I've heard KF talk about this team similar to the 2015 team.
Like that a lot.
I ask you about uniforms because one of the things that I do know about Oregon football is that they are splashy. They always have some sort of different look. They've got, you know, great hookups when it comes
to that.
They've
got the Nike factory just spitting them out.
Exactly. Yes. They're always changing the way that they look. And we don't do that so much. And when we do go with a blackout uniform, does that kind of affect the mentality? Does the flashiness of that Oregon team affect our mentality at all?
I wouldn't argue that their flashiness affects us, but anytime you know you're getting an alternate uniform, you get a little extra juice.
It's cool.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like when we get new equipment, yes. Right?
I suppose,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, there's new things to play with a little bit. Yeah.
Like, we've got the tradition, right? Like, yeah. It's black and gold. That is the tradition of Iowa. But when you bring back a few things, either you're doing a throwback uniform or just an alternate. I know we wore blackout against Minnesota, but another blackout, like alternate uniform, it's not something we do all the time. So mm-hmm. It's that much more special when it does happen.
I do like that it's very limited because even Iowa State's kind of getting into that alternate look right. Every single weekend.
Well, because they're wearing our colors, but that's a whole nother thing.
We won't even go there. any Laura from Oregon that we want to get into?
Yeah. So actually, Laura sent me this entire thing. I'll try to get done before your cash money.
He's a DJ. He's got a
content. He's so good at this, Matt.
It's like I'm a regular. The Oregon Duck, they were called the Oregon Webfoots for a long time.
Oh, really?
And they had a really hard time. Like, it's hard to say, like, oh, Webfoots. You know, it just doesn't sound intimidating.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
No. So they changed it to a duck. But the duck resembled Donald Duck a little too close for Disney to like. So Sir Walt Disney, met with the athletic director at Oregon, and they were going to, like, bout it out of, you cannot use this duck. It has too much likeliness.
Because it looks just like Donald Duck.
So they actually ended up having a handshake, took a picture. Disney lawyers finally like said, okay, that's it. We'll allow you to do it. So it's copyrighted through Disney.
Disney will sue elementary schools if they play movies without being
that's
like,
right, they will.
Right?
Protect that intellectual property.
But the Oregon Ducks are okay. Handshake.
So it's a handshake deal.
It is officially licensed now. But yes, they almost went after him.
I mean,
Webfoots.
That's the right guy to
the
ask, Webfoot. Though. Just go straight to the top and ask yeah. Walt.
If Sir Walt Disney wants to be with you, you probably take that meeting.
You take that meeting. And what do we got coming up on the podcast?
So this week will be Alex Marinelli. Wrestling season starting to get moving up a little bit. My son actually goes to his Hawkeye Wrestling Academy in Carver Hawkeye Arena. So really good guy, great leader. Got a really good story. One of those guys that has been born and raised wrestling. And those guys are interesting guys to talk to.
They really
awesome.
Are.
Yeah.
Matt, well, we appreciate you spending some time with us, breaking down all things black and gold. Check out that most recent episode of their podcast, Talkin' Hawks. Matt Vandenberg, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.